Welcome everybody to the first podcast of the FIBA Americas Referee Department. It is very important for us to work closer to you so we can make our team stronger. One of the most important things to improve is the English language. So we are developing a plan where the focus will be on making all the activities in English so we can grow together as a team. This first podcast will be about the pre-game talk, its points of emphasis, and the key terminology we can use for that. When we are about to start the pre-game talk, we need to know that we have an overview and we have to ask ourselves some questions. First is, where are we now? Where are we going? What is going to get in our way? And what do we need to do to get where we want to go? Next, we're going to find out what it means to have globe goals, common goals, audience, strategies, and results. Inside the globe goals, we have game control, the good image of the league, avoid problems or violence, and consistency in the work. Then we have some common goals, and we can find communication, eye contact, avoid indiscipline, quality calls, rhythm, temper, speed, balance, focus, call the obvious, good finish of the game, bench control, and avoid violence. As part of the plan, you need to know your audience. And your audience could be the teams, table officials, fans, FIBA, the TV, the media, and most important is yourself. Then we need to set some strategies, which it could be analyze statistics, play system of the teams, communication amongst the crew, focus in your area of responsibility, attention in the clocks, be able to adjust, and identify key players, post plays too. As a result, we found two really important things. Number one is to maintain a game control, and the second one is to get this game to a good ending. The next step for your pregame meeting is to set the points of emphasis, and I'm going to list the most important ones. Number one is control of the game. Number two, it's called the obvious. Number three is discipline. Number four is time management. Number five, communication. Number six, teamwork. Number seven, rules knowledge. Number eight, mechanics. And number nine, unsportsmanlike foul. So once you set the points of emphasis, now it's time to plan. And we're going to plan based on our points of emphasis. Inside our point number one, which is control of the game, we can find game off the ball, call the obvious, read the game, identify key players, use the voice to support decisions, and consistency between the call and not call. Point number two, it's discipline. Inside this, we found bench control and players' behavior. Then we have time management. And inside time management, we find shot clock's violation and the responsibility in the end of quarter and end of the game, and also the timeouts. Then we have communication, and inside this point we have eye contact amongst the crew and with the table officials, the use of the voice, the good signaling, and the communication with players and coaches. Next point is teamwork. Inside teamwork, we found give help when needed, respect areas of responsibility, and maintain communication. After this, we find rules knowledge, and then inside this point, it's the new rules application and the IRS if we have this able in our competition. Then we have mechanics, and one of the most important points inside this is patience. Look for reasons to rotate, referee the defense, and the off-the-ball plays. And as the last point, we found the unsportsmanlike foul, which we can see the criteria in C1, C2, C3, C4, and C5 cases. Then help with the IRS if we have it in our competition. And these are the most important topics and vocabulary to use in our pre-game meeting so we can set a plan to any of our games. We want to thank you for your attention, and we hope that you can find this vocabulary useful for your next pre-game meetings.